there. You get an idea of it. It's an amazing organization, and they started it out of their garage, and lots of kids have been fed. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But, you know, how hard it is to follow the Holy Spirit sometimes when it seems impossible to tackle what he's calling us to do. So 6 weeks after this program was launched, you know, they were wondering if they had done the right thing. And it was on that day that Dave received a phone call from the director of a cancer treatment center in Honduras, asking if there was any way that CHF could somehow find a certain drug for 7 children who would die without it. And this is 6 weeks after they'd launched. And this was way over Dave's head. He just started, and he had no idea about this drug or where he could possibly get it. He wrote down the name of the drug, and they told the director he had no idea what to do, but they prayed over the phone, and they asked the Holy Spirit to provide for them. As Dave hung up the phone, even before he could remove his hand from the receiver, the phone rang again. Dave lifted the receiver to his ear. "Hello," he said. It was a pharmaceutical company in New Jersey asking Dave if he would have any use for 48,000 vials of that exact drug. Not only did they offer him $8 million of this drug, but they offered to airlift it to anywhere in the world for him. Dave later found out that this company was only one of 2 companies that even manufactured this drug in all of the United States. Within 48 hours, Dave had the drug delivered to that treatment center in Honduras and to 20 other locations as well. And for Dave, this was the miracle that confirmed that he was walking in step, as we read in the scripture early, with the will of the Holy Spirit. As miraculous as this was and amazing, what I want you to get out of the story is this, that surrendering to the helper and seeking him first with all your heart is not just a pious religious exercise that makes a good sermon topic. It is a key to unlocking a dynamic, exciting, and purpose-filled life where the helper is free to lead, to provide, and to work through us for God's purposes in the world. If you choose to seek the helper's presence first in your life above all else. And, you know, sometimes I wonder what would have happened to those 7 children had not Dave and Lynn taken the time to seek the Holy Spirit's direction, to seek it with all their heart, or that 10 million kids in 70 countries and 32 states that today CHF has touched by distributing more than $950 million in food. And where did it start? Where did it start? It started with seeking the helper's presence, seeking the Holy Spirit's will, who waits for our welcome, who waits to be invited, and who once invited in transforms our hearts and launches us into a life filled with purpose and transformation in ourselves and in the world. Let's pray together. Holy Spirit, thank you for always knocking at our hearts and never barging in. Your respect for our free will is an amazing truth. Lord, we want to choose to seek you with all our hearts. Help us in our weakness to desire you with everything that we are, to earnestly seek you, to put you first, so that we might be renewed in our inner being, and so that we can be vessels for your use in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. May you know, as you go out from this place, the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in you, the very life of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, lives in you. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.